something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand toward heaven. Say, Father, the name of Jesus has been named upon me. Hold on, let me tell you something. Listen. Did you know that God connected himself so much with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? He said, this is my memorial forever. I shall be called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's a marvel that he would so identify himself with these three men. Okay? Now, their prosperity was based on the Abrahamic covenant. God willed the world to Abraham. Did you know that God gave this world to one man, according to the Bible? Some of you have never checked it out. The whole world was actually given to the man Abraham. The whole world. And then he said, and his seed. And the Bible went on to explain to us that the seed of Abraham was not just Isaac, Jacob, and the patriarchs. He said the seed of Abraham was spoken in singular and not plural. He says, the seed of Abraham was Christ. Then, he says, if you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed. And therefore, heirs according to the promise. Meaning that the promises that were made to Abraham were actually made to Jesus Christ. And his seed. If you study in St. Matthew's Gospel, an extraordinary revelation, he lists the generations from Adam. He lists the generations. And then he gives us a beautiful expression in the last set of 14 generations. Read it for yourself. For those last 14, each one is correct, 14, 14, 14. But then he tells us in the last set of 14 that there are 14 generations. But you count them and there are 13. No matter how you count again and again, there are 13. But he says there are 14. Some people have said that it was an error. That there are 13 and the Bible says 14. But there are 13 listed there. But he says, unto Christ. Unto Christ.
Christ has two generations. The head and the body. The church was called the seed of Christ. Jesus. For the Bible says he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. So that Christ prolonged his days through the church. And the church was numbered as a seed. Then again, he says, a seed shall serve him. And it shall be accounted, numbered to the Lord for a generation. Which means the church is the 14th generation that Matthew did not number. Now, what does this tell us? Our oneness with Christ is so clearly stated in Scripture. What are you doing with it? He has given you of his Spirit. Or you say, Father, I thank you that I have the Holy Spirit. I walk in super intelligence. I walk in wisdom. I have direction. You've met some people, no direction in life. That's what they're calling to God. Oh God, please just direct me. My life is scattered. I don't know what it is. Scattered. Don't cry. If you have received the Holy Spirit, you say, Father, I have arrived. I have arrived. Now I have direction. Don't say, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to turn to. I don't know. Don't talk like that. Because when you talk like that, you wound the Holy Spirit. You don't talk like that. Welcome the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. Father, I have direction. Now I can be led by the Holy Spirit. I know where I'm going. Because the Holy Spirit knows. And I'm walking with the Holy Spirit. My life is for the glory of God. Can you say that? Say that. Come on, say it. Therefore, I can only move forward in my life. And I am making progress. Even from this moment. I walk into destiny. Oh, this is powerful. Did you know that there are things that you had missed? That some people here, you walked away from destiny. Through your confessions. Through the wrong words and the wrong way of life that you have had. People you were supposed to meet, you didn't meet them. You met the wrong people. Where you were supposed to go, you didn't go because you went in the wrong direction. With what I'm sharing with you now, you are being relocated into destiny. This tomorrow, some of you will meet certain people. Are you hearing me? Whom God has sent to bring favor into your life. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Some of you, even today, because you have realigned yourself in the destiny of God, that which the locust had eaten, that which the palmer worm had eaten, that which the canker worm had eaten, will be restored to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Also know that there are those that you are to favor. There are those that will come your way. And God is counting on you to favor them. And you will favor them in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Say this with me. I'm a child of destiny. I function in the destiny of God. I function in the destiny of God. I'm not a child of accident. I'm not a child of chance. I didn't come here by chance. I have the Word of God working in me. And I am functioning in the destiny of God for my life. The Holy Spirit
is guiding me
and leading me.
Therefore,
I will not walk
in the path of foolishness.
I will not entertain
thoughts of foolishness.
For the word of God
is the wisdom of God.
And that wisdom
is working in me.
My future is assured.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Woo!
Worship him and glorify him. Speaking out of tongues. Praying the Holy Ghost.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.